Sunday, 20th September 2009. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. According to the BBC, Tendai Biti has said that he will commit suicide if Gideon Gono brings back the Zimbabwe dollar. The Zimbabwean newspaper reports that the World Bank has responded to ZANU-PF propaganda, saying civil servants hired to assist the government were actually consultants meant to benefit the entire inclusive government. Aisha Kaji, the program director for the International Human Rights Exchange, said that the removal of sanctions on Zimbabwe wouldn't have any significant impact on the man or woman in the street because the sanctions currently in place are targeted at high-level government ministers and people within the government. She told Al Jazeera that sanctions have been a convenient scapegoat for Mr. Mugabe and his government to lambaste the West and the European Union. According to a combined Harare Residents Association statement, part of Cleveland House that went up in smoke in Harare on Wednesday had been housing at least 20 families of council workers. CRAR is reliably informed that Cleveland House had been accommodating about 20 council workers who were affected by Operation Ramotsina in 2005, and that these people had been staying in Cleveland House for the past 4 years. The BBC reports that the South African government has called for athletics chief Leonard Chiweni to be sacked for denying knowledge of runner Caster Semenya's gender tests conducted ahead of the World Athletics Championships in Berlin last month. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights recently reported that President Mugabe only signed half of the Global Political Agreement. The entire 36-page document was ratified into law by Parliament as Constitutional Amendment 19. President Mugabe, however, only signed an 18-page document. The result is potentially unenforceable, as it is impossible, legally, to have an act in two different versions, one version approved by Parliament, another by the President. The missing pages included clauses governing the mandated constitutional revision and referendum process. This means that the entire agreement can be declared null and void, or those pages not signed by the President are not enforceable. In a statement marking the first anniversary of the Global Political Agreement, the Australian government announced that it would immediately provide a further $5 million in food aid through the World Food Programme. AFP reports that Somali President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed on Saturday vowed that twin suicide attacks, which killed 21 people, including 17 peacekeepers, would not deter efforts to restore law and order. In the past decade alone, at least 17 journalists in Russia have been killed. Someone is getting away with murdering journalists, and the Committee to Protect Journalists wants some answers. The World Bank granted Malawi $30 million on Saturday to fight HIV/AIDS, which has ravaged the southern African nation in the last 2 decades, according to a Reuters report. The Mirror website says that Nigeria might ban the blockbuster sci-fi movie, District 9, because it portrays Nigerians as gangsters and cannibals. The film, box office number one in the UK this week, is based in South Africa and pits aliens against humans. Writing for BBC World Sport, Steve Vickers reports that hosts, Zimbabwe, have been drawn with Tanzania in a preliminary group of the CASAFA Senior Challenge, which takes place from the 17th of October to the 1st of November. The draw and launch of the annual Southern African Championship was attended by Vice President Joyce Mujuru and many other members of government. Government is putting up $1 million in sponsorship for the competition, with the aim of rebranding Zimbabwe's image ahead of the 2010 World Cup.